Les Tilly's online. He's got an excellent hope in the race. Another Arn, number 11. Les, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Gee, it was a good trial. I know Music Magnate went pretty good the other day at Gosford, but your horse, I love the way he wanted to finish it off.
Yeah, it was a good trial, Andrew. Very happy with him. So, I don't know what was behind us, but the trial looked pretty good to me.
I guess you want to see that when you come back into races like this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, it's not an easy race.
Robert Thompson, how crucial's Rob? I know he's ridden him a couple of times, and he went to Gosford that morning. Has he got to know the horse? Can tell you just how the feel that he got on that morning?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a quirky horse, and Robert gets on very well with him. And I was pleased to have him. He was going through to Sydney that day and offered to trial him for me, and I was pleased to have him there. And he went well for him, Andrew. So all's good, and we've stuck with him today.
I know you got onto a heavy track in mid-December back at Scone there, but it was a dominant win that day, and prior to that he'd ran really well at Hawkesbury. He's coming back in that sort of form, do you feel?
Yeah, he's nice and well, and his form's been good in lesser races, but this is his biggest test, of course.
Yeah. Do you feel he stepped up, though, from that past preparation?
We hope so. I'm happy with the horse. It's just the step up in company, you know, that's sort of going to be the test for us.
Yeah, understand.
He's probably poorly weighted against horses like Better Not Blue there, benchmark 83 or something, and we meet him within a kilo and a half. You know,
He might be the one Better Not Blue off. He's rating at 100. He's the highest rater and sits there on 57 and a half.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're going to be hard to beat with that sort of rating, aren't they? And,
yeah.
At the weights, but anyway, we're in the field and we're happy with our horse, and that's all we can do.
Les, he's a horse that can be ridden a bit forward. I'm only asking from where you've drawn today. What's your preference?
We haven't had a run for a while, and even though he's had two trials, and, you know, I'll just leave that to Robert. He knows him pretty well, and you know, he understands speed of the race very well, as you'd know.
Yep.
So I just leave it in his hands pretty well. We've drawn nicely, so we can just as it comes.
The main thing listening to you, Les, is the horse as well, and it sounds like you've sort of targeted here. He's just got to be able to take that step.
Yeah, well, it's lovely to have a shot at a race of this prize money, so, you know, and if we could happen to be able to run a place, well, it takes us to Randwick.
It does.
We don't get down there much with the class of horse we got. So.
How many are you trained, Les?
I only keep 10 in work. Sometimes get to 12, but that's me.
Yep. And the boys have been there, the Big Sports Breakfast guys have been there this morning. The weather, looking at it, is just beautiful.
Oh, it's a glorious day here. Absolutely lovely. And the track will be beautiful. They walked it this morning, and everyone's very happy with the day.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, I hope he can run up and show you that he's made progression off that last start Scone win back in the middle part of December and the run before that. He looked very capable the other day off that trial at Gosford. I hope he runs right up to it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Les. Les Tilly there with another Arn. And I know Luke Marlowe in that trial, if you go to the Racing New South Wales website and have a look at that trial, Music Magnate, who's being prepared for the Canterbury Stakes, is an up-and-goer, whether it's a trial or a race. But I love the way that another Arn, and I know Luke picked it out as a really strong finisher on that day in that trial at Gosford. As I say, at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, another Arn is the equal second pick at $6 behind Better Not Blue at $4.60. As I say, off the ratings, Better Not Blue is the top rater at 100 and sits there at 57.5.